WCBS News Time, 10:53. At the risk of stealing thunder from our friends at CBS FM, today looms large in Beatles history in chronological order. It would have been John Lennon's 81st birthday. It's Sean Lennon's 46th. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. On this date in 1985, Yoko Ono dedicated Strawberry Fields in Central Park. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. And happy anniversary to Sir Paul McCartney and Edison's own Nancy Chevelle, married 10 years ago today. We've got the greatest hits of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. It's 48 in Wisconsin, 51 in Bayshore, 60 in Bayonne, and 59 degrees in Central Park. WCBS News Time, 540.
Anita's dancing.
This is WCBS and WCBS FM HD2 New York.
That's what happens when you don't stop the music. The city's new emergency shelter on Randall's Island welcomed its first migrants, and United Bodegas of America says they'll have training and job opportunities for them. Vladislav Davidson is a journalist who grew up in Brooklyn, went to CUNY, and now splits his time among Paris, New York City, and Eastern Europe. And now he's on the air with WCBS 880. Vlad, how are you? Is it safe to say where you are?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for having me back again. I am safe and secure for the time being in Chernowitz after having reported from Kiev. It's an interesting question. My family is not willing to leave Odessa, and the Russian army has massed a fleet in the Black Sea about 10 miles off of the Odessa coast.
36 at Westchester County Airport, 40 at MacArthur Airport, 42 at Newark Airport, 32 in Piscataway, which has no airport, fair skies, and 40 degrees in Central Park. 56 years ago today, on May 7th, 1965, the Rolling Stones' Keith Richards reportedly woke up in the middle of the night in his room at the Gulf Motel in Clearwater, Florida. He found his portable tape recorder on the nightstand, pushed the button, and played this riff. He then went back to sleep. WCBS News Time, 2:52. So, good afternoon, Governor.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your continuous coverage as we encourage people to stay home and be safe. And it's been really important, the role that you've played in this as well.
Well, thank you. It's not your first snowstorm by a long shot, but it is your first as the state's chief executive. Was there anything about it that surprised you?
I have to say, not at all.
Hello, Mets fans. I'm Anita Bonita at the WCBS News Desk, and welcome to Citi Field. What a beautiful night for a ball game. It'll be about 62 degrees at first pitch with clear skies. You can expect it to drop to about 56 by the time the ninth inning rolls around. It looks like the wind won't be a factor, only gusting up to about 2 miles per hour, although you never know what's going to come in off Flushing Bay. Your ride home should be clear. Enjoy the game, and let's go Mets. Milton Glaser, the graphic designer who created the famous I Heart New York logo and was one of the founders of New York Magazine, died on Friday. In an interview for CBS Sunday Morning, Glaser spoke about how his upbringing led him to co-create that piece of our city.
I was a Jewish boy from the Bronx who knew how the city operated.
Milton Glaser also created an iconic poster for a New York City radio station that inspired the cover of the XTC album Oranges and Lemons. Here's your hint. The sound is 98.7. Which could affect New York's number of house seats. And three, some of us wanted to marry her, some of us wanted to be her. Dawn Wells, the lovable Marianne Summers on Gilligan's Island, has died of COVID-related complications at the age of 82. My friend, broadcaster, actor, and game show announcer Randy West was also a friend of hers. Welcome, Randy.
Yeah, what a sweetheart she was, truly. As kind as she came across on the screen, she was.
And one last thing before I go. You can't see it on the radio, but I'm wearing a very special lilac sweater. I wear it every year on February 7th because that's what I wore on the day in 2014 when I had my final cancer treatment. And I'm happy to report that since then, everything's been just fine. But these troublesome numbers remain. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer within their lifetime. Most of them, like me, will have no known risk factors. So please be proactive, get yourselves checked, and be well.
This is WCBS News Radio 880.
43 at Westchester County Airport, 48 at Newark Airport, 44 at MacArthur Airport, 45 in Piscataway, which has no airport, but I'm told has a heliport.